genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock, or you can hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is taking command. All of my guests will discuss how to take command, whether it's in one's life, business, or in geopolitics. My first guest is an ordinary citizen who turned his talents towards helping our returning combat veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. He's invented a tool to help these vets take command of their feelings and find solutions available to them upon returning to the United States. We'll discuss his invention and what it can do to help our veterans. My second guest is an expert in geopolitics, in war, and the Middle East. She often forecasts coming events in Middle East, including relations between Washington and Jerusalem. We'll discuss President Barack Obama's call for Israel to return to its 1967 borders as the basis for peace negotiations. My third guest embraces President Barack Obama's proclaiming last week's National Small Business Week, but disagrees with what's necessary to make small business stronger. We'll examine what she believes government can do to jumpstart small business to create new jobs, and from her website, takecommand.org. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Tim Belton, is a practicing architect and an inventor. Tim combined his interest in patterns of human behavior with his design skills to create the Answer Ring, a unique educational system designed for returning combat veterans. As many as one out of three returning combat vets from Iraq and Afghanistan face a new battle when they return home. These vets will experience feelings of isolation, thoughts of suicide, or interpersonal conflicts. Because of their warrior personality, that prevents them from realizing that there's even a problem. The Answer Ring is a handheld device that allows returning vets to quickly and privately identify their post-deployment problems and receive immediate suggestions on where to seek help. Joining us from the state of Wyoming, Tim Belton. Hi, Tim. How are you today?
Hi, Bill.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I think that it's interesting that you have turned all of your talents towards helping our returning vets. So you've created this thing called the Answer Ring. Tell us, what are some of the common post-deployment issues that a returning veteran from Iraq or Afghanistan might face?
Well, typically, there are issues of family, children. There are issues of behavior, and such as drinking problems, acting out problems, and there are a great number of issues with war memories. The issue really is that it's very, very complex, and each returning vet has his or her own feelings, own problems that he or she is struggling with. And the Answer Ring basically allows a person to literally dial in on this simple little handheld device. First of all, what one's issue is since coming back from the war, one's principal issue, how it makes one feel, what one wonders about after that, and then it allows you to have a fourth issue about what you think it might be worth doing. So, for for example, in the answer ring, you might dial in something like, since coming back from the war, I keep going over war memories in my head and can't stop. And then you go to the next window and say, this makes me, and you look at all these options, and you might choose, this makes me feel that everything I've always known is shattered. And you go to the third one. It says, I wonder if, again, you dial in some choices, and you come up with the group therapy, if the group therapy I've heard about is worth it. And the last one is, or if, there's just no way to fix it. So you have this scenario you've set up that's yours specifically. You've put it in privately. You haven't gone on the internet. You haven't gone to a web app or an iPhone app. You've just got it just between you and yourself. And when you flip it over, it gives you a specific recommendation for the scenario that you've put in. The interesting thing is that there are 117,000 different scenarios that a person can build. People very quickly go through the various scenarios that pertain to them, and so it typically only takes about 3 to 4 minutes to put sort of describe yourself and then to have it on the have the result on the back. So in the case of what I just read, on the back it would say, after returning from combat, recurring memories of war are the most common problem. You need to know that even though it feels like your life is shattered, it really is not. And group therapy, so start using solution tools such as group therapy, one of the most effective things available at a vet center.
Okay. We're talking to Tim.
Think of this as an opportunity to fix problems once you understand what they are. Try, and then it gives his phone number.
So all right.
Very specific.
And that is 117,000 different scenarios in the answer ring, Tim. Let's go back and talk a little bit more specifically about the product itself. We know that it's designed for returning war veterans from Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan.
Correct.
So tell us, what is it designed to do? Is this actually giving medical advice or psychological advice? Or how might a veteran use the answer ring if they had one in their possession?
Great question. It's specifically not giving any kind of therapeutic or medical advice. It's simply giving educational advice, letting vets know when they dial things in, basically a number of simple things. One, they are not alone. The problems they have are shared by many, many other people, because this is the case, but it's not apparent to somebody suffering. Two, there are some specific recommendations on places they can find help. It sends people to group therapy, individual therapy, veterans hospitals, vet centers, and even friends and other vets, depending on what the particular issue is. And it gives encouragement that there really is help out there for the people that are using the tool. So it's strictly educational, but it's a piece of education that the VA system hasn't yet quite figured out how to get into the hands of the people who really need it.
All right, Tim. Now, let me ask you this. I mean, when a veteran leaves the military service, typically they get a lot of post-deployment pamphlets. They get a lot of brochures that tell them, if this comes up, do this. What makes the answer ring different or better than some of the traditional pamphlets, brochures, and things that the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines have in place today?
The key thing about the answer ring, besides it having the ability to customize the answer to the question that's posed or to the scenario that's presented, is that it's kind of a sleeper. The way the thing ideally will work and does work is once it's in the vet's home. Maybe it's sitting on the coffee table covered by a magazine and a Dale newspaper, just kind of poking one side of the ring out. This thing's flat. It's about 11, 12 inches in diameter. It's very thin. and it just sits there. And a veteran that's having the most problems is typically not seeking a solution. And so this allows the vet, him or herself, to just pick it up and say, wonder what this thing is. Wonder what it does. That's all you have to do. You don't say, gosh, I'm looking for help about my depression, or I'm looking for help about such and such. It's just a question of, what's this? You pick it up, you start messing with it, because it's very game-like, and all of a sudden you're hooked, because you want to see, what would it do if I were to put in my exact situation? And then the ice is broken between not thinking that there's any way to get any help, and all of a sudden realizing that this simple little tool sitting on my coffee table has just suggested that there are, in fact, a number of excellent ways of seeking some help, and maybe I even do need some help. It likewise works for the person's girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse, mom, dad, even the kids. People have said, you know, the kids like to look at it and say, hey, Dad, this is what I think we need to talk about this.
We're talking to Tim Belton, who is the inventor of the Answer Ring, and this is an educational tool for returning war vets from Iraq and Afghanistan. So those of you in the listening audience that might be down at Naval Station Ventura County, or family or friends of people returning from combat duty, this is something that you might want to pay attention to. Now, one of the interesting things, Tim, that I found about the Answer Ring is you decided to create a handheld analog device. Why did you go with an analog device and not something on the iPad or the iPhone that's sexy in today's terms?
The reason for that is that in order to use the internet or to use an iPhone or an app to get assistance with problems of how a person's feeling, one has to say, I have a problem about how I'm feeling, and I'm going to go seek an answer. That tiny step that one might think is just completely obvious is not typically available to many, many of the people coming back whose lives have been totally changed by their war experiences. And so the physicality of the Answer Ring, of being able to pick it up, of being able to see it as game-like, makes it very, very non-threatening. And you physically have it in your hand so that you actually have the ability to see a course for the future that you're holding in your hands, as it were, and literally. And the other part is that there's a great deal of concern among military people that if they go onto the internet or if they go to any electronic device, they will be tracked. And their careers can suffer. This is typically not really what happens, but there's a great deal of concern that it could or might happen. And so the rejection of internet-based solutions has been quite strong. This device actually suggests a number of great websites for people to go to, because all we're trying to do is suggest to people to get help. And the internet is a great place to get it.
All right. We're talking to Tim Belton. Tim, let's see if I've got the advantages, the benefits of the Answer Ring correctly. First of all, we just finished talking about privacy and how important that is for some people to keep this issue private, at least in the beginning. The other part that you talked about is the personalization. There are over 117,000 different scenarios there, so any veteran can literally dial in their own personalized solution to whatever they're experiencing. And then the third part is the subtlety of it, that it really, with 117,000 different scenarios, you can get very granular into what's actually bugging you. It's not a one-size-fits-all sort of scenario. Did I capture that right?
You captured it magnificently, yes.
All right, great. We're talking to Tim Belton, who is the inventor of the Answer Ring. And Tim, I guess the question that many of my listeners are asking themselves right now is, how and why did you decide to invent the Answer Ring in the first place? I mean, you've got a thriving architectural practice. Why come up with this device?
Well, I've been as aware as many people of the problems of our returning vets, and believe that we need to be able to give them a hand and help them in any way we can. Because of my background in cultural anthropology, which actually is a degree I got at not too far from you at Stanford. And my architectural design capabilities, I combined this interest of looking at human patterns of human behavior with my design abilities, and I said to myself, how can I get a solution tool that's simple, that's actually even retro, as this is, that can easily help people in a variety of issues and walks of life? And so I had developed that. It's patented. It's available on. It's even available online. And you can. And when I realized the problems that the VA and the military were having getting into these folks' homes and getting help to people that really weren't getting it, I realized that this device, the answering, could apply very well, and it has. We've had a huge interest from Yellow Ribbon Committee people, from FRGs, which is our family readiness groups, and what we're basically lacking is more knowledge at higher levels of the military about the need to simply purchase this thing in bulk and get it out to our soldiers. Individuals can buy it at you can go to the website, which is www.combatveteranshelp.com, all one run-on word. And the thing costs $16.95, which, when we talked to people literally in the Pentagon at the National Guard Bureau, they chuckled over the low price of this device. But on the other hand, when we've talked to family readiness group people that have very few resources, they go, oh my gosh, how would we like this, but how could we afford something that expensive?
Well, that's true, Tim. And it is a worthwhile device. You've created an incredible thing. People who are interested can find it at combatveteranshelp.com. We've been talking to the inventor, Tim Belton, the inventor of the Answer Ring. Tim, I think it's great that you're doing this for our returning veterans. You are a true patriot. Thank you so much for all that you do for the veterans. We'll be talking to you down the road.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks
so much.
For having me on the show.
Thank you. Take care.